Talk is about Firefox AI Runtime by Tarek.
Hey. Sorry, it's a picture for a friend. All right, hello everyone. I hope you're enjoying your amazing weather outside. This is not Bruxelles, I don't know what's wrong, but it's pretty amazing, so I hope you enjoy your weekend. So I'm Tarek Ziadeh, I work at Mozilla. I used to be pretty involved in the Python community. I created the French Python User Group, FP, a long time ago. I also wrote some book about Python, and I'm part of the Firefox AI ML team at Mozilla. And I have 15 minutes sharp to finish my talk. That takes 20 minutes, or this guy will punch me, so I have to be quick. All right, so Firefox AI runtime goal. We want to provide an inference API inside the browser that can run offline, that we can use for all the stuff we want to do inside the browser, but that we also want to surface to the web extension developer, because we believe that it shouldn't be just our team building cool stuff on the top of inference. It should be something that anyone out there could do. So that's roughly the goal we have this with this new set of API. So inference, that happens in, that started in Firefox some years ago already. There is, do you guys use Firefox? Everyone, yeah, woo! So yeah, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you are not speaking like a native English speaker. So you always get pages in English you might want to translate, and that's where the awesome Firefox translation feature comes in. It's running fully offline. And when we started to add last year some new AI feature, there were a lot of drama in the community. Whoa, Firefox is doing AI in the browser. But guess what? We had that back in 2019 with that project. So it's based on Bergamot, which is also based on Marian NMT. So NMT, it's Neural Machine Translation Engine. So it's roughly an inference runtime that specializes into doing translation. It's a very neat project. I don't have QR code, but this one is easy to write. Browser.mt, and you get all the details. And it's using RNN models trained on a language pair, and it's really fast, and it works really nice. This is the architecture as of today. So when Firefox translation, when you want to translate a page, it's going to fork a dedicated inference process that doesn't use fork process server yet, but I guess that's one of the candidates for your work. Once the process is forked, it's running Bergamot, the lib that is compiled as WASM, and it calls our service that is online called remote settings, where it's going to grab the WASM file, the model that it's going to use, in my case, for example, English to French. Those are 10 to 20 megabytes each. It puts them inside your browser in IndexedDB, and then it runs the inference. And there is also this cool project called Gemology that is going to take part of the work that's happening to do the inference to run it natively on the best backend on your computer. So if you have money and you have the latest Apple M3, it's going to pick the Neon IA8MM backend to do the matrix multiplication, and it's going to go very fast. And if you have less money and you have like a smaller CPU, it's going to look at it and see what it can use out of it. So this is what we have with Firefox translation. But we don't want to. We want to do more stuff with inference in the browser. So when we started to look at it last year, we couldn't use Bergamot, which is specialized into translation, so we started to list all the features we thought about experimenting into the browser. So describing image, for this we need an image-to-text model. Recognizing words, for example, what if when I visit a page I can detect that the word Bruxelles is in the page, and that it's a city. So that you would use an name entity recognition model. What if I could classify all my tabs with the title of each tab? Some for traveling, some for the best French fries in Bruxelles, etc.